Yeah, so the biggest support system for this one was by the two Canadian swimmers that successfully did it 2 years ago. Those Jill Yanita and Susan Simons. So I was able to keep in touch with them over the last year, and then about a month ago, I went over with Jack to Victoria, and we got to sit down with them for a few hours and pick their brains. They helped me select the three best tide windows, and then also like the no-go decisions. So for a crossing like this, the conditions have to be almost perfect. So if we have more than like a 10 mile an hour wind or a 10 knot wind, we just push it to a different date, just because it's not safe for the boats or the swimmer to be in the water. So you kind of have to have all these elements come together at once.